KJAN Sports.
It is time for that check of sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, in college basketball last night, Iowa outscored Illinois 10-0 to start the extra session as Iowa wins its first Big Ten game 104-97, a game they trailed by 20 in the opening half. Sophomore Jordan Bohannon led the Hawks with 29 points.
It's been a grind these past few weeks, and we've been keep fighting every single day in practice, kept working. We haven't hung our heads yet and stayed optimistic, and that really showed tonight.
Illinois freshman Trent Frazier sent the game into overtime with a three-pointer to beat the buzzer. He finished with 27 points.
Frazier was just phenomenal for them, and he had obviously hit that big three to push into overtime. And but I thought we did really well, really, really good job in overtime. Settling down and getting the right shot when we needed to, and we ran a couple good sets as well.
A key was free throws. The Hawkeyes were 33 of 40 at the stripe. Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey was pleased.
You know, when you're playing a physical team, you got to get there. Mm-hmm. You can't settle and put up ill-advised runners, leaners, floaters that have no chance to go in, and then they're running it back at you. You got to draw contact. You got to go inside. You got to go in and out. You got to make the extra pass, and then you got to get to the free throw line. You know, you shoot 40 free throws, you can overcome 14 made threes.
McCaffrey says the Hawkeyes stepped it up defensively after giving up 54 points in the opening half.
We play three different zones. One's a press. Our activity level, our ability to be aware, you know, are they overloading? Are they screening? Where's the screen coming from? Boy, we were so much better in the second half. In the first half, they carved up our zone.
Iowa's now 1-5 in Big Ten conference play after that overtime win last night. Also, top 25 college basketball, fifth-ranked Wichita State shook off a sluggish start to stay perfect in the American Athletic Conference. The Shockers scored 15 straight points as part of a 36-9 spurt to close out the first half in a 95-60 pounding of East Carolina. Meanwhile, Oregon and NC State knocked off ranked teams as Omer Yurtseven scored a season-high 29 points, and the Wolfpack held on to beat number 19 Clemson 78-77. Tigers guard Gabe DeVoe scored 12 points but missed the last of his three free throws with 0.2 seconds left. Peyton Pritchard delivered 18 points and hit a pair of free throws with 13.8 seconds remaining to give the Ducks a 76-72 win over number 11 Arizona State at Tempe. Oregon outscored the Sun Devils 38-16 in the paint and turned 15 offensive rebounds into 15 second chance points. Also in the top 25 last night, number 15 Gonzaga ripped Portland 103-57. Alonzo Trier had 15 of his 21 points in the second half as 17th-ranked Arizona grabs a 62-53 win over Oregon State last evening. Well, Drake men will look to regain their winning ways Saturday by hosting Evansville. The Bulldogs are 4-1 in the Missouri Valley Conference after a 17-point loss at Valpo, and they'll take on Evansville, a team that's 2-3 in conference play.
Their team plays hard-nosed, physical. They're good on both ends of the floor, and, you know, we're in for a real dogfight on Saturday, and, you know, hopefully us coming back home, and hopefully we have a nice crowd, and should be a whale of a ball game.
That's Drake coach Nico Medved, who said Evansville will test the Bulldogs' patience on defense in that Saturday contest. The Drake women's basketball team back in action as well. Coach Jenny Baranchik says a tough non-conference schedule has played a big part in their fast start in the Missouri Valley Conference race. Sitting at 5-7 entering the conference race, the Bulldogs are 4-0 heading into tonight's game against Indiana State at home.
Especially when you start, you know, with unknown teams at home in the first weekend, and then you go on the road, and that's a really tough road trip to be able to go to Missouri State and Southern and be able to escape with two wins, especially how physical both of those teams play. And so there's absolutely no question that our non-conference prepared us.
Indiana State is 1-2 in the Valley. They're 3-11 overall heading into that contest. In college football news, national champion Alabama is losing four more underclassmen to the NFL draft, including All-American safety Minka Fitzpatrick. Safety Ronnie Harrison and tailback Bo Scarborough have also announced they're skipping their senior seasons. Crimson Tide coach Nick Saban says defensive tackle Deron Payne also is entering the draft. Wide receiver Calvin Ridley previously announced his early departure. North Carolina offensive lineman Tommy Hatton says he's retiring from football after his fourth concussion. Hatton made eight starts as a redshirt freshman in 2016, but did not play in 2017 after he says a routine hit during an August preseason practice left him hospitalized and in a concussion state for close to 4 months. A group that promotes diversity in NFL hiring wants the league to investigate whether the Oakland Raiders violated the Rooney Rule when they hired John Gruden as coach. The Fritz Pollard Alliance is asking whether Raiders owner Mark Davis reached an agreement with Gruden before the team interviewed any minority candidates. Davis met with Gruden on Christmas Eve, fired coach Jack Del Rio a week later, and hired Gruden on January 6th. Raiders general manager Reggie McKenzie said Tuesday he interviewed two minority candidates before Gruden's hiring was announced. Well, the Raiders will host the Seahawks in the first NFL game at the new London Stadium of English Premier League club Tottenham. That game will be played in week 6 of the season on October 14th, beginning three straight Sundays of NFL football in England. The Eagles will face the Jaguars and the Titans will take on the Chargers. In baseball news, Major League general managers are scheduled to exchange arbitration numbers with players today, but several GMs and big leaguers avoided the task. Diamondbacks lefty Patrick Corbin okayed a one-year deal for $7.5 million. The White Sox agreed to a $4.75 million one-year deal with pitcher Miguel Gonzalez. Astros outfielder Jake Mariznick avoided arbitration, agreeing to a one-year $1.9 million contract. The Angels and reliever Blake Parker have avoided arbitration, settling on a one-year deal worth $1.8 million. Catcher James McCann and the Tigers agreed to a $2.375 million deal for 2018. The Yankees worked out a deal with reliever Tommy Kahnle, giving him a one-year $1.3 million contract. The Bombers also agreed with outfielder Aaron Hicks on a one-year deal worth just over $2.8 million. In tennis, top-ranked Rafael Nadal and defending champ Roger Federer have been seeded first and second for the Australian Open. That means they can only play each other if they set up a rematch of last year's final. Grigor Dimitrov is the number three seed, and six-time champion Novak Djokovic is 14th as he comes back from a six-month injury layoff. Simona Halep is number one in the women's draw, followed by Carolina Wozniacki and Garbine Muguruza. And in golf, Zach Johnson and Chris Kirk are co-leaders through one round of the PGA Sony Open in Honolulu. Both played bogey-free golf, firing 7-under par 63s, putting them one shot ahead of four players. Vaughn Taylor and Brian Harman are minus six, as are Kyle Stanley and Taylor Gooch. Jordan Spieth carded eight birdies on the day, but he also hit four trees with four different shots on the par 4 eighth hole to grab a quadruple bogey, and that led to a 1-under par 69 for the day. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.